This is the Resilience Podcast 593, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Wednesday, April 19th. I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they produce your future. Don't cry over the past, it's gone. Don't stress about the future, it hasn't arrived. Instead, live in the present and make it beautiful. Cutting people out of your life doesn't mean you hate them. It simply means you respect yourself. Not everyone is meant to stay. I realize that my mistakes don't define me. How I react to them and whether I choose to learn from them are what define me. It's time to write a new story. You don't need to find yourself. You're not lost. You need to remember yourself. Remember who you were before the world got to you. That's where your power lies. Don't compare your life to others. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time. The broken will always be able to love harder than most, because once you've been in the dark, you learn to appreciate everything that shines. Don't waste words on people who deserve your silence. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all. Today, I close the door to the past. Open the door to the future. Take a deep breath. Step on through and start a new chapter in my life. Anxiety happens when you think you have to figure out everything all at once. Breathe. You're strong. You got this. Take it day by day. I'm thankful for all of it. The highs, the lows, the setbacks, the comebacks, everything. Good things come to those who believe. Better things come to those who are patient. And the best things come to those who don't give up. Don't chase. Don't beg. Don't stress. Don't be desperate. Just relax. When you relax, it will come to you. Make your wants want you. At your absolute best, you still won't be good enough for the wrong person. At your worst, you'll still be worth it to the right person. Hustle until your haters ask you if you're hiring. Your strength isn't defined by how much you can handle before you break. It's about how much you can handle after you've been broken. Start over. Be brave enough to find the life you want and courageous enough to chase it. Then start over and love yourself the way you were always meant to. Surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. Beautiful things happen when you distance yourself from negativity. Life is too short to wake up in the morning with regret. So love the people who treat you right and forget about the ones who don't. Don't be someone's downtime, spare time, part-time, or sometime. If they can't be there for you all the time, they're not even worth your time. Anyone can come into your life and say how much they love you. It takes someone really special to stay in your life and show how much they love you. Whenever you feel like giving up, think of all the people that would love to see you fail. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs. The ones who accept you for who you are. The ones who would do anything to see you smile. And who love you no matter what. Some people are going to leave. But that's not the end of your story. That's the end of their part in your story. You are stronger than the little voice in your head telling you to quit. Don't stop when you are so close to accomplishing your goals. Sometimes you got to stop worrying, wondering, and doubting. Have faith that things will work out. Maybe not how you planned, but how they were meant to be. It's okay to feel unstable. It's okay to disassociate. It's okay to hide from the world. It's okay to need help. It's okay not to be okay. Your mental illness is not a personal failure. You don't deserve someone who comes back. You deserve someone who never leaves. You can't fight for a place in someone's life because no matter how hard you try to keep your place, they'll put you where they want to, even if it's not where you should be. I can feel the love that the universe is preparing my soulmate for me. I believe that. It is up to me today to start making healthy choices. Not choices that are just healthy for my body, but healthy for my mind. I won't make promises when I'm happy. I won't reply when I'm angry. And I will not make any decisions when I'm sad. I accept that results happen over time, not overnight. I commit to working hard, staying consistent, and being patient, most of all. I will stop hating myself for everything I'm not. I love myself for everything that I am. What goes around comes around. I keep my circle positive. I will continue to say good words, think good thoughts, do good deeds. When someone isn't treating me right, no matter how much I love them, I've got to love myself more and walk away. Stress, anxiety, and depression are caused when I am living to please others. Be patient with myself. I am growing stronger every day. The weight of the world will become lighter, and I will begin to shine brighter. Don't give up. If I lost it, it's because I am meant to find something better. Trust, let go, and make room for what's coming. Work on being in love with the person in the mirror who has been through so much but is still standing. I am beautiful and unique. Never forget this. In a world of 7.1 billion people, there is only one me. Take care of me, because the world needs me. It is not about perfect. It's about effort. And when I implement that effort into my life every day, this is where transformation happens. That's how change occurs. So I keep going and remember why I started. One of the hardest things to do in life is letting go of what I thought was real. What's done is done. What's gone is gone. One of life's lessons is moving on. It's okay to look back to see how far I've come, but kept moving forward. Loving myself starts with liking myself, which starts with respecting myself, which starts with thinking of myself in positive ways. Never get too attached to anyone unless they also feel the same towards me. Because one-sided expectations can mentally destroy you. Be with someone who knows exactly what they have when they have me. When everything seems to be going against me, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. Never negotiate your value with anyone. I am worth it. I have always been and always will be worth it. I trust that the universe will provide solutions to my problems. My wants and my needs matter to me. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be at this moment. I know I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. I manifest only positive things in my life. I am changing my pessimistic thoughts with practice. I am worthy of my dreams. I am allowed to feel happiness even when I make mistakes. I know I can survive whatever comes my way. I am going to reach every goal I set for myself. I am still learning, and it's okay to make mistakes. I understand and forgive others who try to disrupt my peace. I am grateful for having people that push me to become better. I create my own positive energy. I trust that everything I need comes to me at exactly the right place and time. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.